We want revolution.
All the news that's new and approved by the U.S. Army, the sweetest smelling army in the world. Yes, I know, I'm just having one of those days. So, Shelley, you got some news for us.
Okay, so I got a bunch of news from coming out of Aquasesame here that I'll start off with. First, in the October 27th issue of Indian Times, Shannon Burns reported that the controversial volunteer vigilante group, the Minutemen, tried to expand their area of border watching to include the U.S.-Canada border just east of Aquasesame. The Minutemen commits itself to so-called protecting the United States border by watching with their own eyes and reporting suspicious activity to the U.S. Border Patrol. In mid-October, for 2 days, approximately 15 Minutemen staked out the border around Aquasesame at 6 different secret locations. Our number one issue is securing the U.S. border, said Peter Lanturi, the New York chapter leader for the Minutemen. We want to stop illegal immigration. The slogan of the Minutemen project is, Americans doing the job Congress won't do, operating within the law to support enforcement of the law. The Minutemen notify the U.S. Border Patrol of their intent to watch over the border, and occasionally they'll notify local governments. In this instance, the mayor of Messina was reportedly notified, and Mohawk Council of Akwesasne Grand Chief Angie Barnes told the Ottawa Sun that the Minutemen had not been invited to Akwesasne and would not be welcome. The St. Regis Mohawk Tribal Subchief, Ron LaFrance Jr., also commented on the Minutemen's target of Akwesasne. "The tribe has a police department that is very capable of patrolling Akwesasne," he said. "The Minutemen are not needed here and will never be invited to patrol our community." "We don't go onto the reservation because we're not allowed there," said Lantry. "But the Minutemen decided to stake out the area around the reserve in a trial run because everybody's got rumors about what's going on there," he said. The Minutemen primarily seek to stop illegal immigrants from coming in the country, but apparently because of allegations regarding alien smuggling through Akwesasne, the area was put on the group's radar. During their two-night stakeout, they reported one instance of suspicious activity seen by them in an open field, which turned out to be nothing. The Minutemen do the majority of border watching around U.S.-Mexico border, where hundreds of migrants in search of work are said to enter the country every day. The Northeast has just been recently added by the organization's observation area. The Minutemen have been protested as a racist organization, but the Minutemen dismiss any accusations of prejudice and believe the majority of their protest comes from groups and organizations who are pro-illegal immigration or who want to see open border around the U.S. Seems right on that. A lot of groups don't want any kind of border, Lanturi said. Some groups also see us working with the government. The Minutemen left their posts around Akwesasne after 2 days and say they do not have any immediate plans to return. Congratulations, Akwesasne, for keeping the vigilantes out. In related news, on November 16, 2005, the Associate Minister of Defense, Marielle Belanger, announced that the Government of Canada has granted a lease project approval for a new Cornwall RCMP detachment building. "New infrastructure in the city of Cornwall will greatly improve law enforcement operations in this important region," said Minister Belanger. "It will allow the RCMP to deliver on its strategic priorities of combating organized crime and terrorism, ensuring economic integrity, and building better relations with Aboriginal communities." The building will provide accommodation for 127 law enforcement personnel, and in addition to the RCMP, will house partners from Canadian Border Service Agency, Ontario Provincial Police, Sûreté du Québec, City of Cornwall Police, and various United States agencies. And in another related piece of news, the women title holders of the Kanikahaga Nation issued a press release on December 16, 2005, objecting to what they call the obscene invasion of their territories by this, get this list, FEMA, Homeland Security, RCMP, OPP, SQ, FBI, CIA, Border Patrol, Cornwall Police, Messina Police, IBET, Coast Guard, Akwesasne Mohawk Police, Mohawk Tribal Police, ATF, New York State Police, National Guard, U.S. Military Service, New York Department of Taxation, Internal Revenue Taxation, Department of Interior, Department of Indian Affairs, Canadian Border Services, U.S. Customs and Immigration, and Canada Customs and Revenue Agency. Well, Akwesasne is basically the most highly policed territory in the Western world. The women authors of the release ask, "Don't you guys know how to get along with anyone? Don't you know how to live without using force to impose your will on others?" They are demanding that the federal, state, and provincial governments immediately cease and desist their illegal assumption of jurisdiction on their territory and abide by the constitution to constitution, nation to nation relationship. This heavy interference in Kanikahaga national affairs violates international law and the rule of law by superseding their jurisdiction over land which has never been surrendered through a treaty or by any means whatsoever. In another press release, the men of the Kanikahaga territory of Akwesasne, sent to the St. Regis Mohawk tribe, challenged the Band Council's authority to bring officials from the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax Bureau into the cigarette manufacturing plants on the reservation. According to the December 3rd release, men from two longhouses agreed that the tribe had no authority to bring anything or any entity from a foreign power, such as the ATTB, into the community. It says they do not recognize the legitimacy of the St. Regis Mohawk Tribal Council, calling it a municipal-level government incorporated under foreign laws, which lacks jurisdiction on sovereign territory. Saying their letter was a second warning, they suggested to Tribal Council to change their course of action because, they said, any violation of our law, such as bringing in a foreign entity like the ATTB, will be taken as an act of aggression and will be dealt with accordingly. On December 6, 2005, the St. Regis Tribal Council announced that it decided not to enter a memorandum of understanding on cigarette manufacturing with the Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax and Trade Bureau, but instead would leave it up to individual cigarette manufacturers whether or not to pursue a permit from the ATTB. The issue of unregulated cigarette manufacturing has been a bone of contention between the tribe and state and federal governments. The ATTB approached the Tribal Council earlier this year about reaching a memorandum of understanding on the issue. Tribal Chief Lorraine White said the tribe appreciates the professional and respectful manner of the ATTB in working with the Tribal Council to resolve the issues involved cigarette manufacturing in the Akwesasne community. However, she said, based on input from the community, the Tribal Council is opting out of the memorandum of understanding. The women title holders, in a separate release, said, attempting to bring taxation through the ATTB is an attempt to stop the creation of equal opportunities for employment and economic development for our people. It's interfering with our social security and represents a new variation on the ongoing attempt to commit cultural, social, and economic genocide. Because of the economic stranglehold that the colonial states exercise over our people, cigarette manufacturing has become the largest employer of our people on our territories. No attempts have been made to negotiate alternative economic arrangements with our traditional constitutional governments. We have a right to conduct tax-free commercial enterprises. Your attempt to stop people from buying products on our territories makes it obvious that you do not want to accord us the same rights that you assume you have on the territories you claim to govern. Moreover, you are occupying our land for which you have not paid any taxes whatsoever for your use and use of the land and resources, whatever makes you think we do not have the same right as anyone else to support our families. You are the visitors on our land and stole everything from us. You impoverished us, and now you want to kill our means of livelihood. Everyone has a right to make a living, individuals, states, and nations. So do we internationally and locally. And now to Ecuador. On December 10, 2005, members of the Ecuadorian communities opposed to the British Columbia registered company Ascendant's planned copper mine in an ecological reserve burned down the Canadian's firm offices. While the Ottawa Citizen reported on December 14th that three employees from the Bleeger-Janin project were roughed up and medical supplies stolen, a later news release from the communities had this to say. Due to the different versions going around regarding what happened this past 10th of December 2005, in which the Ascendant mining camp was completely destroyed, we wish to let our point of view, based on the truth, be known. In the act, more than 300 local people from approximately 20 communities from the Intag area participated. There were no thefts of company goods, nor was there anyone hurt, as the company claims, and the police report confirms our version. The decision to take this action and for the communities to take control of the lands the company owns was taken in a democratic and participatory manner by all those present. If the company pays no heed to the clamor of these communities, we will be forced to take over other properties as the only defense mechanism. This measure takes place after 2 years of the presence of this company in Intag, which has created great division in the communities. The measure is also a legitimate response to the constant aggressions and abuses by the company against local governments, organizations, and community leaders who have opposed the mining project, including death threats, physical aggressions, road blockades, and intense invasion of land belonging to the Janin community. The sinister land purchases by the company have been completely repudiated by our communities. No government authority or institution has been able to put a stop to it, though. We reject the company's irresponsible version, saying a clinic was destroyed and the communities are asking the company to build it. This is another lie. The truth is, What was destroyed was the Ascendant mining camp, where their employees frequently met to plan aggressions and intimidations against our community. The communities next to the mining site have not asked the company to do anything except leave the Entegue area alone once and for all, or to leave it once and for all. The demands of the people, the protesters, were one, that the company immediately abandon their lands; two, that it stop funding the false, it's an environmental organization, CODEGAM, I'm not actually quite sure what that acronym stands for; and three, that it stops purchasing lands in Entegue; and four, that it bring to an end the prosecution of community leaders and organizations.
Thank you, Shelley. Now we're going to jump right into today's feature, which is a piece put together by Elise, a member of the CQT Community News Collective. She recorded it live at the annual Day of Mourning held in Plymouth, Massachusetts, to commemorate the commencement of genocide on this continent. So, yeah, listen up.